the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is not assumed is not redeemed. Gresariv Nazianus. The dark night breaks, the glory wakes, and Christmas comes once more. When I was a child, I preferred the preparation of something, the building up to it, to the event itself. Perhaps this is why, as an adult, Advent is my favorite season. In the days before Christmas, the atmosphere takes on a different quality. It seems as if heaven, as if all the cherubim, seraphim, angels, thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers are holding their breath in anticipation of what is about to happen. A child is born, and at that moment, time and eternity become one. All that was and is to be, is encompassed in a tiny, incontinent scrap of humanity. About 2 millennia ago, somewhere in the Near East, a baby was born, and nothing was ever the same again. In this one supremely pragmatic act, God revealed himself to the world. Infinite divinity and finite humanity met in created time. Many, many years ago, in the mid-1970s, when I was a young scientist, I was involved in a project whose aim was to find out how we acquire our normal flora, the bacteria which make their homes on and in us. I spent a considerable amount of time working in maternity units. What I noticed most about the many babies I encountered in this work was how self-contained they were, how very much their own person, how other they were, and how many of them looked at us as though they knew what life was all about. Newly born, they seemed to know all the secrets of the universe. I wonder if Mary and Joseph also had this experience, the wisdom of eternity gazing at them through the eyes of their newborn son. And did they even have a glimmer of who he was? This was the one baby who did know the secrets of the universe because, as the carol puts it, the Ancient of Days is a few hours old. And do we have a glimmer of what had happened? Somehow, in a way we can't comprehend, God became human, truly human, but remained truly God in the same child. The God who is so other that he didn't need to create the world, but did so that we could share his life, chose to share ours in a specific time and place, the reign of Augustus Caesar, from about 27 BCE to 14 CE. He assumed our nature so that we were, by that assumption, redeemed. Look at the scenario. Not the tinsel of the Christmas card, the clean Caucasian baby in the sanitized stable, but a small, smelly, there was little sanitation at that time, dwelling in a country where the occupiers could order arbitrarily a census which required that a heavily pregnant woman should travel 90 dangerous miles. A time when infant mortality was high and life expectancy low, when if one lived to grow up, one would harbor all sorts of nasty intestinal parasites, along with fleas and other small insect life, when minor wounds could lead to a fatal septicemia, when the water wasn't safe to drink, in a climate where dietary laws were necessary to protect basic health. God loved us so much that not knowing what it was to be human, he found out. God cared for us so much that he subjected himself to the human condition. The word which spoke creation into being had to learn to speak again. The supreme communicator had to learn to communicate as a human communicates. The maker of all things had to learn to walk, had to learn to feed himself, had to learn how to fend for himself. And God trusted humans to help him. He trusted Mary. He trusted Joseph to look after him when he was a helpless baby. He trusted this couple, not wealthy, not powerful. He trusted ordinary people, a carpenter and his wife, who hailed from a village on the other side of nowhere, to teach him how to be human. He trusted them to look after him, to love him, to teach him how to love as a human, so that he could tell us how much God loves us. And they did it. They did it well. The Christmas story is about the faithfulness of God to his creation, but it is also about the faithfulness of Mary and Joseph. Born as a human, God interacted with particular people, with Mary and with Joseph, one woman and one man, at a specific time in history, with real people, real reality. We are real people. God, because of the reality of the incarnation, because he was human, interacts with us real people as individuals, not the human race en masse. What the Christmas story is about is love and trust and hope. The love God has for us, the hope he has in us, the trust he has in us, and the joy of knowing that he is his gift to us. We are God's people, and he claims us for his own. He claims us in a unique way by becoming one of us, becoming one with us. The Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us, lived a transient human life among us, so that we might know something of God's love for and trust in humanity. With Jesus' birth, the light came into the world. The light of God, the light of our true nature as beloved by God, shone in the darkness, and darkness could not overcome it. We are human. Jesus the Christ was human, really and truly human. Later today, we will, as really and truly human, celebrate the birth of the Christ, as we celebrate the birth of any baby, with joy, with love, with hope, with trust, with the knowledge that hope and love and trust which we have in God, and knowing what it is to be human, God has in us. Christ is born. Amen.